The 2019 EMT class, we are the primary of the preliminary classes with the CPR and the infectious disease stuff has already been going on. Orcas Island is looking at maybe sending a student to this, so I'll make our class up to 11. And then also, there's a radio communication expansion paperwork that through at the end of your report, which is the report that was given to us at the chief's meeting. And what this is that we have some areas on all the islands that we have poor radio communications, where we have no communications at all. This got compounded worse when the FAA made us go from wide banding to narrow banding on our radio communications. And so this project is a countywide project initiated by the Sheriff's Office and the Roads Department. It's been talked about with all the fire departments and EMS, and so we're looking at going together on this to and using the infrastructure of Rock Island's communication systems they put around the islands. So the bottom line is that this project is a $2 million project. And so I put the proposal in your packet. We're going to be discussing this in future chief's meetings, and that I've requested that that a presentation be presented to our boards. So expect that to be coming down the pike. And just last minute information, our sheriff's boat is out of service. It's been out of service for a bit. We don't have an ETA when that's going to be going back on. Dispatch times have been, one of the terminals at the dispatch office has been off by 4 minutes. So we got a call into dispatch to see if they can't fix this issue, and we're seeing about when we can get that up and going.
So it's 4 minutes off?
Off. So
Greenwich time, mm-hmm. atomic time? Mm-hmm. 4 minutes fast, 4 minutes slower.
Fast. I believe it's fast. So.
So it's ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes our times look shorter then.
Well,
if we're all going off atomic.
What it does is it doesn't correlate with our time in our report writing software,
right.
Nor does it go with our software on our EKGs. So we're having to make adjustments on this. So just it is something we are trying to work with dispatch to get that fixed. And all the fire departments are aware of this issue. That is all I have for you folks. Anything for me?
So I have a question, Chief. On page 7, referencing the new radio communication system, at the top it has breakouts specifically for public works, San Juan Fire, San Juan EMS, Orcas Fire, etc. And I noticed that between the San Juan Fire and San Juan EMS, we're talking about roughly 300,000. And yet, Orcas Fire is a combined agency, functionally equivalent to the two I previously mentioned, comes in at 210,000. Why is that?
I don't know. We just got this, and so we're just now digesting these figures, and we'll be going back and finding out where these numbers came from and that. So again, I couldn't answer that.
Very good. Thank you, sir. Yeah. Any other questions, Warren? I think you had something to say.
Not on this subject.
Anything for the chief?
I do.
Yep.
So, Chief and Chris, I owe you an apology.
I spend $115 of your money, which I have reimbursed to the county, and you'll be getting it back. I talked to the attorney covering the CID, because having been an attorney in Seattle and knowing when attorney groups break up, you always want to look to see why they broke up, so I investigated that on my own. And I called the new attorney, and I talked to him for about 11 minutes. Cost him some money. I reimbursed yesterday. It'll be back to you hopefully tomorrow.
Sorry.
Or sometime. But I did learn in that conversation that there is some progress on the CID. The attorney now has someone in the office who has worked at the Attorney General's office, is very knowledgeable, has a lot of contacts there, and now might be the time to start looking at this again and trying to make some, or at least investigating whether we want to make some moves. If we're going to be looking at merging with EMS, they are not going to, if we're investigating that, one of the issues is going to be where this investigation's at and what the penalties are going to be, and we have. So just to let you know, the $115 didn't get wasted.
All right, thank you.
Well, I'm sorry, but that was board business. Why are you reimbursing?
Because I went outside the rules, and I agree with that.
No any problem. Questions for Chief Martin or Chris?
I have one, but go ahead, Martin.
First.
Okay. I just wanted to ask, we had talked about 3, maybe 4 months ago about the EMS reports getting to the board by the end of the day Friday before our meetings, just so we had time to review them. I think that happened once. I know this has probably been a busy week with the audit, and I realize our board meeting is earlier in the month than it normally is, so it takes a little more work to get things done, but you know, I hope that you know, it just hasn't happened the last few times, and I need the time to be able to review this properly before these meetings. If they're not gonna make it to us that day, could you shoot us an email and just let us know when we can expect them? Just communication would be really helpful in this area rather than just wondering why they're not there.
We will do what we can, Commissioner. The reports from the county were delayed, were when they come in, and so waiting on that, and then for us to sit down there and review them, mm-hmm. do our calculations that we need to do, and then working also with the audit.
The audit is going on.
Just if you could let us know.
No excuses. We'll do that.
Chief Martin, I wish to convey my condolences on the passing of your mother a few weeks ago. In the course of other challenges you've been facing, you shouldered that with equanimity and equipoise. And I just want to express my sadness for the passing of your mom and appreciation for you and your soldiering through.
Thank you.
Any further questions or comments from the board? Chief Martin. Yes, thank you, sir. Next order of business is audience participation. Karen.
First of all, Chief, I'm very sorry to hear about your mother's passing, and I hope you'll accept my condolences. And I'm also would like to say the new financials are sounding much better, and that's great. That said, I'm still uneasy about three aspects of San Juan Island EMS, and I'd like to share that unease with you. First, the discussion among the commissioners regarding Chief Martin's paramedic qualifications has gone on for almost a year now. While there has never been any question that Chief Martin was certified as a paramedic by the state of Washington in 2017, there is a question about whether he has met the annual skills maintenance requirements outlined in the Washington Administrative Code. If the answer is yes, he has, then the validating documents should be made public. If the answer is no, he hasn't, then according to regulations, he should be removed from paramedic duty for noncompliance with Washington State continuing education requirements. Second, for more than a year, San Juan Island EMS was without a medical program director in violation of Washington State statute. I wonder what the reluctance was in correcting this. A medical program director provides physician oversight of EMS activities. He or she is a mandated component of Washington emergency medicine, directing patient care, overseeing training and ongoing education, and serving as a conduit of information between the local EMS and the state. The oversight is legally mandated by the state. Citizen confidence in EMS depends on its being in place. About a month ago, a medical program director was, in fact, finally named. We can only hope for a successful relationship going forward between San Juan Island EMS and the new medical program director. Third, two civil complaints have been filed recently with the Washington State Department of Health against San Juan Island EMS. A state investigator has been assigned to each of the complainants. Those who file the complaints are respected members of our community. Surely, as a measure of transparency, the public should know the content of these complaints and know why the issues outlined in them were not handled by commissioners before becoming full-fledged civil complaints they are now. Hubbard Hospital District commissioners are elected by the voters to oversee emergency medicine provided to residents and visitors to the district. I hope I have conveyed to you today a sense of urgency about continuing medical education, about medical program director oversight, and about civil complaints, all ongoing issues for San Juan EMS. It will be January of 2020 before newly elected commissioners are seated on the Public Hospital District Board. 2019 could be a year of more contentiousness and irresponsibility, or it could be, and I hope it will be, a year of effective and transparent governance of EMS. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. So that's a part three dissertation, so to speak. Pam, as far as the third claim, has the district received any complaints from the DOG?
I don't know about these civil complaints.
Chief Martin, have you received any?
I received two. I passed on to the board that there is an investigation going on. And I talked over with my attorney, and just waiting for the investigator to ask his questions.
So we don't know really the basis of these.
The first one came out that was about not responding to a audit of my records, and I've never been asked by the state for an audit of my records. And the second one was one that I'll have to wait for the investigator to ask his questions, because my attorney and I couldn't follow the reasons, the rationale behind the claim, so we're waiting for that.
So the second question, Karen, for comment, was the medical program, not the medical program director, but the supervising physician, and why there was a hiatus between Dr. Sean Stone and our newly retained. And I knew, though, that multiple efforts were exerted to recruit a supervising physician. Multiple individuals were initially interested, but for a number of reasons, family reasons, professional reasons, et cetera, they decided to stand down. So we were desperate for a supervisor position, and fortunately now we have one.
And let's, we'll see how it goes.
Well, and then to answer that question too, we've always had a medical program director.
Right.
This program has never been without a medical program director, and has been Dr. Sullivan, mm-hmm. which we've been able, or we should have been able to get oversight and training. Dr. Sullivan has elected not to, and by law you do not need to have a supervising position. We did get one, and she's been fantastic. So we have never been out of compliance on that.
I think this is probably not a place to pursue that. I think I understand what you've said, and you're talking about we now have a supervising physician. What I'm talking about is the medical program director, and I understand that there was no contract between a medical program director and San Juan Island EMS for nearly a year, perhaps a little bit more. What I'm concerned about, Chief, is the then I have to be concerned about the misunderstanding on the part of the citizens, the rumors, and the fear almost that there's nobody running the shop. For us voters, for us citizens who expect our money to be used for a reliable, law-abiding EMS, it's hard to know which end is up around here sometimes.
Well, there are two individuals typically. There is the MPD,
right.
Dr. Sullivan. He has a countywide jurisdiction.
Right.
And then we have a local supervising physician. The latter was the void in our system.
Right.
That said, as Jerry mentioned, that the standing MPD, Dr. Sullivan, is the surrogate stand-in for the supervising physician. That's his obligation.
Right, I understand that.
Okay.
And I heard what you had to say about having a difficulty finding someone to fill that role. It doesn't negate anything that I said. From the point of view of a citizen, I need to be reassured.
Thank you, ma'am. Dr. Apples.
Just to make sure there's no confusion, and I heard what you said. Another name for the supervising physician is the MPDD.
Designated.
Which is a delegate.
Right.
A delegation.
Right.
And that's what, and so it doesn't go to the substance of what you said, it just goes to the understanding. When you said there was an MPD, there wasn't an MPDD for that time.
Right.
Any other comments from the board? Very good. Thank you, Karen. Anyone else in the audience? Mr. Grout.
I'm going to expand on one of the points that Karen made. Last month I spoke to you about your failure to require the chief to do what the four paramedics have done, that is to document that he is current on his paramedic skills maintenance requirements. At that meeting, Commissioners Edwards and Smith teamed up to state that your attorney advised you that there is no statutory requirement for you to require the chief to document his currency, but as his boss, you do have the authority to do so. The relevant WACs here are WAC 246-976-161 sub 1 sub B, which says, the EMS provider shall maintain records of successfully completed educational practical skill evaluation and skill maintenance requirements. And WAC 276-976-162 table B, which lists the skills that must be maintained by year during the 3-year CME certification period. In other words, You cannot wait until the last 6 months to fulfill all your skills requirement, maintenance requirements. As we all know, the MPD has the legal authority at any time to require the paramedics, including the chief, to document their skills maintenance requirements. He has, and the four paramedics have complied. The chief has refused multiple requests by the MPD for his documentation. You can see that as the chief's boss, you have the authority to demand that documentation, yet you refuse to do so. By refusing to do so, you violate the public trust and any notion of transparency. Also, the chief's employment contract under Article 2 states the following. The chief is the highest operational and administrative position in the organization and is therefore held to higher standards of performance and attitude than other employees. And under Article 8, the district may, with written notice, suspend or otherwise discipline the chief at the district's sole discretion if his performance falls below the district's expectations and or for any other reasons if the district determines that they are job-related or affect job performance or reflect negatively on the district. There have been two emergency calls that raise questions about the chief's qualifications to perform in the field as a paramedic. Because the majority of this commission has chosen to stick its collective head in the sand, those calls generated two separate complaints to the state health department, which has initiated an investigation. If it's difficult for you to understand why the group I'm a part of is increasingly distressed by the behavior of the majority of this commission, let me try an analogy. Suppose you were about to get on a Boeing 787 at SeaTac, and you said to the gate agent, given the evidence coming out of the recent Lion Air crash, can you assure me that you've certified that all of your pilots are fully trained on the new control systems? And the agent said, oh no, we don't do that. The law says the FAA has to do that. We can do it, but we aren't required to, so we don't. I doubt you would feel comfortable getting on that plane. Why then do you think that any of us feel comfortable about calling 911 knowing that the paramedic who shows up might be the chief? It's time for you to stop protecting the chief and do your job. It's time to protect the public. Thank you.
Thank you, Richard. Any comments from the board? No?
Upon further reflection, I believe that we need to release a letter from our attorney, and so I would like to make a motion to amend the agenda so I can make a motion.
I second that. Any discussion?
Say that again. What are we doing?
She wants to amend the agenda to make a motion specific to what has been discussed here. But to amend the agenda, we need to have a separate motion to do just that. Since we had ruled on it as intact, the proviso of the consent agenda earlier in this meeting. So I second the motion. Any discussion on...
Commissioner Edwards, we're still in public comment period.
There was nobody else, but I saw raise her hand. Okay, fine, we'll refer that.
Is that true?
Well, I didn't see, Lauren, I didn't see your hand up.
With regard to the lapse of coverage by the MCDD, there was a long period of time, perhaps up to 4 or 5 months, when the former MPDD wasn't doing his job and nothing was done about it. He wasn't called on it. There was no effort to replace him during that time. So during the state, in the context of the statement that the search was made for a year to find another MPDD, there was a period of time when chief should have been acting, board should have been acting, perhaps the MPD should have been acting to fix that. Might have been the MPD's primary responsibility, but from my point of view, it was the responsibility of everyone sitting in an administrative position in this room.
Thank you, Lauren. Now, Sharon Caviso.
Can three of you keep voting against any motion to hold Chief Martin accountable? And can you tell us why you don't want to? I mean, it would reassure the public if they knew that he had his maintenance skills up to date. Can you answer why you won't do that? It doesn't seem like a huge request to ask for this paperwork.
Well, we're on record multiple times about the majority of the board's stance, and basically we're reticent to stand in on and basically override the opinion of the DOG, the Department of Health, I should say. And so that's where we're coming from. If he was obligated to do so legally, then we would take a different stance. I presume I can only speak for myself.
But you have the ability to do it under the contract. I mean, why are you saying something from DO whatever H, or I can't remember what acronym you had?
Well, I expressed
it's more
opinion.
Important than the well-being of the community. I mean, the community's upset about this. They're uneasy about calling for EMS. Some people are. Why wouldn't you want to reassure them? Just ask for the paperwork.
Any other comments from the board? Okay.
It's been asked for. I'm not sure why it's not being produced. Thank you.
So, sorry to cut you off, Lauren. Any other comments from the audience? Okay.
Did I hear that these two civil complaints have not been seen by the board?
Correct.
That you passed them on, Jerry, but they have not been seen?
We have. Jerry did
after
email.
Weeks?
No. Jerry, Chief Martin, did email them to the board.
I haven't seen them.
It went to the board.
I haven't seen them.
Well, I've seen what was received, John, but what was received is not explanatory whatsoever. It's basically a very cryptic, it's probably canned rhetoric that we have assigned an investigator who's going to talk to you about the issues at hand. So there's nothing for the board to really consider at this point in time. I know, it's a difficult state.
But you made that decision for the rest of the board because I wasn't aware of.
Well, there's nothing to see, Annalisa.
Sure, but I mean, it's sort of lacks transparency not to let the rest of the board know.
I'd be happy to share it with you. Again, if there's nothing to see, there's nothing to see. So if you see something,
well,
like,
well, I don't know. One of them wasn't rhetoric, it was solid stuff.
Yeah, Carl.
May I make a further comment? I'll be brief. Doesn't it occur to you when a notice of some sort of civil complaint from the Department of Health comes to you, you investigate it, you go to the chief and you say, what's going on, what's this about? That's one of your responsibilities as commissioners, to know what's going on.
And it starts, the buck stops here, as Truman said, started with the chair. I was put on notice, I talked to Chief Martin. There was nothing to discuss, and that's the point I'm trying to make. It was very cryptic, and until the investigator shows up, we have nothing to really consider as a board.
If not all of the commissioners received notice of the civil complaints, then something is wrong.
Richard.
And I'm hearing two commissioners say they've seen it. You as chair, but Commissioner Smith.
I didn't see it. Chief Martin told me it was there. I'm sorry.
And I'm hearing two commissioners say they haven't seen anything, and my view is the same as Carnes. This is of enough significance that I cannot imagine why you would simply judge for yourself they don't need to see it and not pass it on to everyone.
As I said, Richard, there's nothing to see.
But making a judgment and depriving the other commissioners who represent all of us of the opportunity to make their own decision and judgment.
No, I'm not trying to make the decision for
you. But you are.
There's nothing to consider until the investigator shows up. And I asked that pointed question to Chief Martin, and he said just that. He had no clue other than just, you know, conjecture as to what it was all about. So something in hand that we can consider, we will certainly do so. I'm not playing a game of hide and seek. It's just that it's filtered typically through the chair, and if there's nothing to see and nothing to consider, then what are you updating?
If it's something of this significance, it boggles my mind that the chair would not share it with the rest of the commission.
Okay, you've said your piece. I disagree. Any other comments?
Does our insurer require that when we get notice of an investigation, they be informed?
What's that?
Does our insurer, like in all my malpractice insurance the last 48 years, if I get notice that there might be a claim, and when I ran a group of 20, I would get those notices. My malpractice insurer wanted to know when I got it and when they were informed, because they want to get in early. Has our insurance company been informed that there are two investigations that I'm with Commissioner Lindstrom. I don't know about Commissioner Schwinger, if he knew, but my concern is with our insurance company. They like to know early on. That's usually part of the preamble in insurance.
So, Jerry, who did you discuss? Did you discuss this with Superintendent Hutchins? That these two items came through? They just came through?
No, with you. Uh-huh.
And when did you receive them? When did you receive them?
I'd have to look. It was right around Thanksgiving.
And when did you share them with me?
Right around that period of time.
And Thanksgiving?
Yeah, but probably a week before that.
Boy, I don't recall that at all.
And then the and then with Richard Davis, our attorney.
And when are the investigators supposed to show up?
Don't know.
Have they sent you any additional documentation? Well, I would suggest, number one, that you share those with our superintendent, and then ask Pam to share it with the rest of the board for what they are.
And I propose that we look at our insurance and make sure that they're informed appropriately if that's what they require. But that's my knowledge of spending millions of dollars on insurance for groups.
Okay. So you wanted to proffer a motion?
I do.
Okay.
So go ahead. Amending the agenda.
The floor is yours. Yes. Audience participation is
open. It was moved and seconded, so.
Right. Discussion period. And this is in the context, since it's less context of Jerry's qualification as a certified paramedic. Okay.
Is this pertaining to some correspondence with Richard Davis or with the executive session contents?
That's part of the motion.
All of that?
So, yes.
Okay. Any other comments, questions?
I don't see what the point really is, because it doesn't do anything to assure the public.
You don't even know what the motion is.
But you said the motion was about releasing letters from our lawyer.
It's about more than that. Let me make the motion.
Oh, okay.
So can we amend the agenda so I can make the motion?
Sure.
Can we
vote? So I call for a vote. All in favor of amending the agenda to allow this motion to go forward? Aye.
Aye.
So, Dr. Mark?
Yes.
Okay. And
no.
Warren? No.
Okay.
Sure. Lisa?
Yeah, I'll hear it. I'll discuss it.
Okay.
So 4-1.
So I would move that the board waive its attorney-client privilege and release the letter from Richard Davis, who is our attorney, of Shemlich, Sitkin, and Davis, as regards paramedic certification and the district's legal exposure. I further request that for transparency, we share concurring information from Oscar Ray of MRSC, Gordon McElvey of VFIS, and Caitlin Holstein of the DOH regarding the same issue.
Call for a second?
Yeah, I'll second that.
Okay. Discussion?
What that leaves out was the discussion that we had at an executive session.
It was actually inclusive of that, as I understand it, Warren.
No, there was an oral discussion. It's not on tape. It's not on record. There are no notes of it. But if we want to open up that discussion and to the public, I think that's fair. But so to take documents that were presented and then changed during the executive session, but only present the documents without the discussion that went on in the executive session, is not fair to the public.
Warren, I do not believe that the documents were changed during executive session. That was the document, that was the letter.
It couldn't be changed. You can't take action in the executive session.
You can't change that.
The attorney changed his opinion during the executive session. When I asked him, and I talked, remember, I said, contracts 101, I'm not going to do any HIPAA stuff or executive session stuff, please.
Well, we can't disclose the executive.
I understand, but he changed his opinion during that executive session.
Well, my comment is, if indeed what you said is the case, before we share that to the public, that we have him make modifications to his original written record or opinion.
The same with Katie Holstein, then. See what her opinion is.
Agreed.
Because Katie Holstein would not give a legal opinion, she would have referred to the AG.
Okay. Any other further comment? Dr. Mark? Alisa?
Oh, I'm all for transparency, but I don't know what this could do to reassure the public, if that's the intention.
Right. Well, it's a document, primarily a document from Richard Davis that we're privy to, has been discussed behind closed doors, and, you know, again, as Rebecca said, in the name of transparency and try to diffuse the rancor in our community among some folks, that we should reveal that, the basis of the majority opinion. So, I call for a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Warren?
No.
Alisa?
Aye.
Sustained, 4-1. Thank you, folks, and thank you, Rebecca. Okay.